James McGrath, the Shadow Special Minister of State. A welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
And look, we'll get to the issue of travel entitlements in a minute, but I wanted first to get your reaction to news of the passing of Dr. Katie Allen, the former federal Liberal MP, or her family announcing she has died from a rare form of cancer.
To know Katie, what was to love Katie and to love life. She was one of those people who just brought in a spirit of deep thought and a spirit of just the joy of life. But to underestimate Katie, you did so at your own risk. She had a very strong, she had an iron fist hidden by a velvet glove. And Australia is poorer with her loss, and Parliament was poorer when sadly she lost her seat in 2022 and didn't win earlier this year. She'll be missed, and we all loved her.
Thank you. On the issue of travel entitlements, James McGrath, does the Coalition support the changes recommended yesterday by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to the REM Tribunal?
Well, this might surprise your listeners, but we haven't been briefed on what these changes are.
He gave a press conference. I think he laid that out.
No, he didn't. He made some comments at a press conference. This is a prime minister who talks about leadership and talks about bipartisanship, but does anything but do that. His announcement was a tacit admission that he and Annika Wells and the Attorney General presided over a rotten culture of entitlement and arrogance. We have a government full of ministers who have treated taxpayers' funds as their personal expense account at every turn. We've seen a minister travel to Adelaide for a birthday party on the taxpayer dime. What your previous an interviewer failed to mention was in or answer adequately was that we have asked for a full and proper investigation by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet into the Ministerial Code of Conduct on whether the rules have been breached. That would be an independent investigation that is separate to what EPA or the Department of Finance might do. The Leader of the Opposition wrote to the Prime Minister a number of weeks ago offering to sit down with the Prime Minister and work through any changes to the parliamentary entitlement scheme to make sure that taxpayers are getting value for their money, but also that politicians are respecting the monies of taxpayers.
But coalition parliamentarians have also been claiming family travel entitlements, some of them big spenders, as it were, or big claimers. Does that mean they've participated in a rotten culture of entitlement and arrogance?
I think there is a difference between, say, Annika Wells going to a birthday party in Adelaide on a taxpayer dime compared to any issues that may be raised against coalition members. But what we have consistently said from the beginning is, let's sit down, do this in a bipartisan manner. Let's make sure that the taxpayers can see that their money is being spent with respect. And we haven't seen that from the government.
But from what you've heard about these recommendations, most families only being granted travel to and from Canberra, being downgraded, as it were, to economy class, does that sound sensible, reasonable?
Look, it does sound sensible and reasonable, but I need to emphasise the opposition have not been briefed on these changes. The opposition are unaware of the substance of these changes. This is something the Prime Minister could have done weeks ago. Once we get the full details, we'll go through it. But I imagine we would support the changes. But this goes to how the Prime Minister operates. Remember that one of his first acts on being re-elected as Prime Minister was to sack opposition staff. This is a Prime Minister who sees himself as beyond reproach, who sees bipartisanship as something where he makes announcements and the opposition is expected to rubber stamp them.
One of the people spending quite a bit was your former leader, Peter Dutton. Does that concern you?
Well, Peter Dutton was a former leader of the party and a former senior cabinet minister. He is someone who did a lot of travel around the country as someone who was trying to become prime minister of this country.
So it's okay sometimes? I mean, you're conceding there that it is a difficult and nuanced issue.
Well, I'm unaware of Peter's precise spend, but I'm pretty sure that Peter wasn't spending taxpayer funds to fly himself to attend a friend's birthday party in Adelaide. I'm pretty sure Peter Dutton wasn't going to an Oasis concert in Sydney, as Annika Wells was. An Oasis concert, by the way, that she failed to put on her register of interests until she was contacted by the media. We have a Minister for Communications who actually failed to put any of the freebies that she received on her register of interests since about, I think, about August this year. What we've seen is, since the election, because, you know, Labor did win comfortably and my side got smashed, we have seen that Labor believe they are beyond reproach and that they are using taxpayers' funds as a personal expense account to travel around the country. We want to work with the government across Parliament to make sure that taxpayers' funds is being spent appropriately and with respect.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the Shadow Special Minister of State, James McGrath. James McGrath, just on the matter of Bondi, and the government is continuing to defend its decision not to establish a royal commission into the terrorist attack, noting that the Howard government didn't call a royal commission after Port Arthur, neither did the Abbott governor. A government after the Lint siege. Why is this different?
For 2 years, Jewish Australians have been under sustained attack. If you're a Jewish Australian, your business is being boycotted and attacked. If you're a Jewish Australian, your places of worship are being firebombed and attacked. If you're a Jewish student, you go to schools surrounded by high fences and security guards. If you're a Jewish artist, you're getting cancelled. For 2 years, we have had a rising cancerous tide of anti-Semitism. For 2 years, we have had weak leadership by this federal Labor government. For months, the Prime Minister has refused to respond formally to a report that was sitting on his desk by his own appointed envoy on anti-Semitism. The Royal Commission is not just to look into the circumstances that led to the Bondi massacre where 15 innocent people were killed. It is to look into anti-Semitism. And for the Labor Party to say that a state-based royal commission can deal with those issues fails to take into account that the cancer of anti-Semitism is something that does not just stop at the borders of New South Wales, it is across this country. It is a national shame. In my view, it is a national crisis. And the Prime Minister's failure of leadership to call a royal commission will define his premiership.
James McGrath, thank you for joining us.
Anytime. Merry Christmas.